Sparkles and shines. Aria 54 in high fidelic sonic electronic stereophonic.
said, I have no fear, just sound. Cause the blessing of the Father is with you.
Listen to Area 54 with Tim and Mike, straight out of France. Not us. We're from the West Coast. But this band we played, Air, is from France. The song's called Surfing on a Rocket. It's a great name for a song. It's off the album compilation French Electro Connection. It's a good album, too, if you like French, that French pop sound. We've pulled some really cool stuff off of it. Revolutionaries before that did a song called 79 Rocks off the soundtrack called Babylon Central that Eric Hilton put together. Eric Hilton, of course, better known as one half of Thievery Corporation. Good soundtrack. Not a very good movie, but worth picking up anyway because the soundtrack's great. Swayzak before that did a song called Illegal. It's off the album Himawari. Great great dub sounds on that.
Going back in time for a Swayzak track there, huh?
It is, yeah. Back to when they had a real dub sound to them. Bouquet before that did a song called This Is Not Time, so off the album More. And Air France from Sweden did a song called Never Content. That was the Nip Friends Tropic Thunder remix. Great version of that Air France song. Start off the whole set with Disco Dying. The song's called Synchronized, featuring the vocals of Jarvis Cocker.
It's interesting that you said that Babylon Central, the movie sucked, but it was worth picking up just for the music, right?
Mm-hmm. There's some pretty good songs on it.
Like, I think there's two Thievery Corporation songs on there, remixes. They're worth it. And then some older, more obscure reggae tracks that he has on there. And I still have not seen that movie.
Yeah, it's not really. You should see it just so that you can have something to
If I'm really
off.
Bored out of my mind, I have nothing better to do.
Well, if you just, you know, if you you want to pull out that caustic attitude of yours and start bad-mouthing something's great, watch that movie. It'll give you plenty of fodder.
You know, I'm one of those optimal Netflix customers, you know. I get the Netflix and I never watch the movies and they just bill me.
Yeah.
So I should discontinue my membership and then I'll be able to force to watch this
right.
Babylon Central, right?
Exactly. Do that and you'll watch Babylon That's Central like, and you'll go back to Netflix
most,
again.
Most movies is like, oh, do I want to spend 2 hours watching this movie? No. That's like lately all the movies I've seen in the theater too is like, God, I should have just waited for this to come out on DVD, then I would still not have watched it.
Yep.
Alright. Sometimes I actually saw I got conned into going into that Matthew McConaughey movie, whatever it was called, Lincoln Lawyer, stupid movie.
Why did you do that?
There was actually some good music in it.
Was there?
Yeah. It was actually one of the track that we play here on the show in there.
Was it worth it, though?
For that song, especially, yeah, because I was racking my brain going, you know, they just play like a snippet of the song always, you know, like 10 seconds when the guy walks in the club and I was like, oh, I know, who's that? You know, yeah, just, and you're racking your brain over like, I know we just played that song on the show a couple months ago. It wasn't one of the songs. And I have to go back to online and check out the playlist, you know, the soundtrack.
So, who was it?
I forgot already.
Oh.
I think it was one of those songs. We played the song. I think we played the song once or twice on the show.
You're going to have
to. Let you listen to the song.
Please do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Build it up like that. Come on.
Anyway, it's the only reason Tim and I watch movies, right? It's for the music.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
These days.
All right. We got some music here from Soyban Wilson. A song called Getting Me Down. It's remixed by Anorak. It's Tim Mike with the Area 54.